Sometimes I get asked, why do you want to leave the United States? It's such a great country. Yeah, let's get into that. There are things about this country that are incredible. I love the infrastructure. I love the roads. Road trips are amazing in this country. We've got great national parks, amusement parks, sporting events. The music industry is pretty solid compared to the rest of the world. The film industry, the same thing. But it lacks a soul. And I think the best way to put it is it's like, I feel like I've been in a relationship with a toxic girlfriend my entire life. And she was beautiful on the outside, and I just got infatuated with the looks. But it's all a sham. Like, I've been gaslit my entire life. And people who don't realize that, they're like, what are you talking about? I mean, it's everywhere if you bother to look for 5 minutes. It's just that most people don't want to accept that as a possibility. They just want to just like stay in their little bubbles and live the lives that they've built, because they can't possibly, and many of you, you can't change your lives at this point. You feel like it's too late. I get it. But it's not too late for everybody. And there's two ways about this. We can either decide to leave, which is kind of where I'm leaning at this point, or we can fight. And those of you who say, well, it's all Trump's fault, wake the fuck up, okay? You can blame him, and it's fine, I get it. But do you think if you remove him, it all goes away, it all gets better? Do you know that the food pyramid when I was in elementary school was shoved down my throat, quite literally, to believe that I need to have more grains than anything else? Do you know who funded that information? We've been indoctrinated since childhood. And when you've been indoctrinated and gaslit for 40 fucking years, you're ready to be done. And I know I'm not the only one that feels that way. And I've heard a lot of people say something similar to this. But it's amazing to me when I try to explain this to people how many don't fucking understand what I'm talking about. Like, am I losing my mind, or am I seeing it for what it really is? Am I trying to break up with the most incredible girlfriend that ever existed, or do I see how fucking soulless and evil she truly is? Which is it?